Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Small Admissions, a novel by Amy Popel, read by Carly Robbins. August. For one whole year, we worried about Kate. We worried to her face and worried behind her back, credited her with being tough while judging her for being pathetic. Some days we thought she was suicidal. Others, she seemed homicidal, or as if she had the potential, anyway. Not that any of us would blame her. We didn't know how to help. Her sister, Angela, thought she needed therapy, antidepressants, and time to heal. She prescribed hard work and weekend hobbies, like kayaking or photography. Vicky thought she needed to quit wallowing. Why not enjoy life as a single woman? Celebrate her independence? Go out and get laid? The guy who lived below her thought she should turn her music down and leave the apartment from time to time instead of stomping around over his head all day long. The lady at the liquor store suspected she drank too much. I didn't know what to think. We all agreed she needed to get her ass off the couch and get a life. She needed to stop wearing sweatpants and put on a little mascara, for Christ's sake. And would it kill her to go on a date? We were tired of the whole thing. Sure, life had thrown a huge piece of shit in her face, but... Actually, there was no but. Life had thrown an enormous piece of shit in Kate's face. Whenever the topic of Kate came up, faces got twitchy, eyes got shifty. Our friends would glance at each other and look at me, with a mixture of blame and embarrassment, making it clear what they all thought but couldn't say. At least, not around me. I could imagine them whispering.